friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Jesus goes on to say in John 15, 3 and 4, Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Even all the more can ye, except ye abide in me.
Dresser Jesus, who cares for us and prunes each one of us. For he helps us and guides us every day and leads us to his truth and way. For without Jesus, I would never become all he has in store for me. Only through Jesus, I can be all he has created me to be. Without Jesus, I can do nothing lasting for his kingdom. Only through Jesus, I can do all things that would last for him. Without Jesus, I have no hope or purpose or directions. Only through Jesus, I have purpose and am bound for heaven. Without Jesus, I would have continual needs and hard situations. Only through Jesus, I have help and provision and protection. Without Jesus, I would eventually give in and give up and not try. Only through Jesus I can overcome the temptations and trials. Without Jesus, I would always be weak and eventually fall. Only through Jesus, I have strength to get through it all. Without Jesus, I would have continual worry and misery. Only through Jesus, I have real true joy and peace. Without Jesus, I would be in chains and tormented daily. Only through Jesus, I'm free to live the life He has for me. Without Jesus, I wouldn't be able to move or even be living. Only through Jesus, I live and move and have my being. Without Jesus, I ask myself, where would I ever be? Only through Jesus, I am truly content and happy. Karem, the vine dresser Jesus, who cares for us and prunes each one of us, for He helps and guides us every day and leads us to His truth and way.
John 15, 1 and 2 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, or the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. My son, my daughter, do you think that the Christian life is just, you say I do, and that's the end? Oh no, that's just the amazing beginning of the journey that I have for you. As the husbandman or vine dresser, I am continually caring for you, nurturing you, leading and guiding you into all truth and understanding. I am also pruning you as a good vine dresser does, so that you can produce more and more fruit, that fruit basket that Lori talks about, for the benefit of a world in need. Imagine that you were an apple tree and the farmer was coming out in the summer to trim your branches in preparation for harvest. Well, that process might not feel so good. It might hurt. However, come fall, an abundance of apples comes onto your branches. Well, you as a Christian are being grown, pruned, and transformed so that you can produce fruit for the people around you to enjoy. As you submit to my pruning process, you will lead more and more people to the great salvation that you know and enjoy. If you resist, you'll be stuck in a rut and not be able to be used for my glory. Meditate on me, your vine dresser. When the pruning shears come along, it may hurt, it may be uncomfortable, it might be hard, but submit to my process, and you will be richly blessed. God, your vine dresser. Goes on to say in John 15, 3 and 4, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, even all the more can ye, except ye abide in me." How can someone make sure that they're abiding in the vine?
Amen. We can't do it without Jesus. Amen. We can keep close to him by reading his word, by keeping a relationship with him.
Amen.
By, you know, communicating with him all day. You know, he's your best friend. Communicate with him all day. Include him all day in everything. You know, keep your focus on him. You know, we can stay close to him like that, you know.
Amen.
And staying close to him, we are abiding in him. Hallelujah.
Yes, prayer, I think, goes a long way. You have to pray about everything. And that will mean you're also abiding, because for a long time I didn't pray about everything. And now I realize that everything, you know, there's not one thing in my life that I can do without him. I don't know how I lived before, thinking I could do things in my own strength. And it doesn't work. So prayer is a big one for me. And also the Holy Spirit, you know, kind of telling you when you're veering off or you need to repent of something or get back in that vine helps me a lot. It will always convict me. And the closer I walk with Jesus, the more it'll convict me. The faster, too.
Yeah, we got to communicate with him. Stay in communication and prayer with him. Amen.
Amen. I think another aspect of that, too, is we go out to places. You know, Lori and I go out, if we go walking or if we go out into the community somewhere, a lot of times we'll strike up a conversation and talk to somebody. Today, we're recording this episode back in June of 2025, and we went to visit Lori's mom in Dover today, and there was a woman there that also played the piano, and she played the old Rugged Cross and some other songs really beautifully, and she couldn't hear me worth anything, but she could hear Lori, and she was turned out she was a Christian, was hoping to go back to New York to her home church and so forth, and we had a nice time of sharing with her and Lori's mom. So just taking those opportunities to share. Ultimately, you want to lead them in that sinner's prayer, but sometimes it's just planting a seed, sharing your testimony, and that can help somebody get on course.
And this woman amazed me because not only was she talking to us about her church, she remembered specific names, and she played at the piano beautifully from memory. This is a home for people with memory issues. People who live in this home, like my mom, have trouble with their memory because they have Alzheimer's or just dementia. And she sat down at the piano and just played those songs from memory. And I was astounded. And so never, you know, and she was a believer, and never let age or whatever make you think you can't do something if you're living for Jesus.
Amen. Absolutely. Finally, Jesus says in John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. What does it mean to be in the vine and bearing fruit? How does that happen in our life?
Well, I think it's similar to what I said before: praying, reading the word, listening to worship music, and just including Jesus like he's your best friend. Because there's a hymn about him being our best friend, and if you really think of it that way, then you won't forget him. Amen. And you'll always talk to him and communicate with him, and you'll just have so much more peace in your life. And the fruit you bear will just be so much more plentiful because it's Jesus doing it. You know, he's the vine. And you're just growing out from what he's done for you as well. And the fruit, like I said, is a wonderful, wonderful fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
Love, compassion, kindness, patience, self-control. Things we all want to have as people.
Yes.
And Jesus wants us to have these things in abundance.
We got to keep humble and let him prune us. Amen.
Amen. That's the key too, right there. Staying humble no matter what happens. Things start to go our way. Keep that humility because it's all him, not us. Like our friend of ours that Charlene and I know, that's an evangelist. He always says, I'm bragging on Jesus. That's what we got to do.
Amen. And if you think that way, when a moment comes in your life or something just, it's really hard to have those fruits, because we all have moments like that. Nobody's perfect and nobody does all these fruits all the time.
Right.
You know, Jesus, he'll do it for you, because sometimes you get frustrated. I get frustrated. Sometimes things aren't easy. And just draw all your strength from him, because he is the victorious one. He is the overcomer. He is conquered this world. Amen.
Amen. And as we get ready to close, I thought it would be good for us to pray for that person that's listening, that maybe you're not sure if you are abiding in the vine. Maybe you haven't said that prayer to accept Jesus in your heart. We want to pray with you and for you, and make sure that you take that first step. Father God, we just thank you for the people that are listening to us here tonight, talking about the vine dresser, and we just give you thanks and praise, and we just ask that every one of them will just draw closer to you, Lord. We all need to draw closer at times, Lord, and so we just pray that they will just draw closer to you, and if you're listening right now and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat after me this prayer with sincerity and with your whole heart. and you will become a child of God, and you'll be part, you'll be attached to the vine. You'll be one of the branches. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save my soul. For I know I can do nothing without you. I repent of my sins. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. Based on my confession and profession of faith, I ask that my name be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are the giver of life. Thank you for saving my life. In Jesus' mighty name. If you said that prayer, send us a note. We would love to hear from you and celebrate you with you as you are now our brother or sister in Christ. May God bless you and keep on abiding in the vine. Amen.
2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen. That's a verse that Lori and I were reading this morning as we were going through 2 Chronicles, and I'd heard it many times over the years. It's one that is brought up at the National Day of Prayer, and it's one that really applies to our nation. And notice that he doesn't say if the Congress shall turn from their wicked ways. It doesn't say if the Senate or if the President will turn from their wicked ways. It says if my people. And so that's a good verse for all of us to think about as we think about our nation and where we are spiritually.
Yes, I really focused on the pray and also heal our land. I think that's something we all want, and now especially in any time, is a healing of our land in many different ways, spiritually and emotionally and even physically. I mean, the earth needs we need a good earth, one we really take care of well as stewards of the earth. I love the part that says that God will shine down upon us, and you know, with heaven, if we just do that one thing and turn from it and seek his face.
Amen.
It makes us literally check our hearts. I mean, we're supposed to check our hearts daily, you know, which we strive to, but that verse makes you check your heart, you know? And it's like, makes you wonder, you know, like when something's not happening, it makes you wonder, what am I doing to cause this, right? Because sometimes we can do stuff to cause, like years ago, when 35 years ago, yes, I checked my heart because I was sick all the time. So we gotta check our hearts.
Amen.
Check our hearts every day. And once I forgave this person, it took me a year to forgive him, but it was only God through me that I forgave him. But I mean, after that, all the sickness went away.
Amen.
So there's many reasons.
Amen. So it's your turn, listening friends. Let us know what your thoughts are about that verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And the first three that write in will receive a CD of some of the music we play here on the Spirit Calls, and we will share your answers on an upcoming program. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, friends, for listening to the Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. Wounds which mar that show. in Jesus Christ.